Testing 1, 2, 3. Testing 1, 2, 3. Testing 1, 2. Testing 1, 2, 3. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Jim, it's been a tough 9 days coming up. You've won 3 games out of the last 9. Any concerns right now about the team?
Well, certainly we're concerned with that type of performance, Kurt. As you know, following the club as close as you do, and as intimate as you are with our ball club, you know that a lot of things are breaking down defensively, starting pitching, and some of our key hitters have gone into some mild slumps. That's probably the reason for the 3-6 record over the last 9 games. But those things happen, and we're just trying to be patient and working hard, extra work, and just trying to snap out of that. It's normal. That players at this level should run into that type of problem.
I've heard the phrase mental fatigue going around. Does that happen a lot as a team wins the first half, and is it sort of a letdown to them to come into the second half?
Yeah, mental fatigue is a lack of enthusiasm, it's a lack of eagerness, it's a lack of intensity, and it happens from time to time. The rigors of the season, 140 games in 143 days, the lack of days off, the heat, you do run into a problem with your intensity and your eagerness. So we've talked about that. It's something that the better players overcome, that loss, a temporary loss of enthusiasm, they overcome that quickly. And you have to do that in this kind of a game because you got another game tomorrow and a doubleheader the day after that. So no sense going too long with not enjoying yourself or having this lack of enthusiasm or mental fatigue. So you got a battle, and it's a battle, and the strong will survive.
Now, you talked about the defense not being up to par lately. What, as a manager, can you do to help a team defensively?
I can't do much, Kurt. Defense is catching the ball and throwing it. You can hit them hundreds and hundreds of ground balls. You can work with them on technique. When they reach about this level, 22, 21, 22, 23 years old, and in this professional level, they should at that point be able to catch and throw the ball. There are some little tricks that you can teach on defense, such as anticipation and positioning. Basically, it's very simple. Let's not get too technical. It's very simple. Defense is, it's catching the ball and throwing it. What comes into play is some mental mistakes that the players make, throwing to the wrong base, getting caught out of position on a relay, or things like that, but not working the proper plays or working the plays properly. So those things come into focus when you talk about defense, but let's simplify it. It's catching the ball and throwing it, and we haven't been doing that very well.
What can you do to improve a player's confidence? Like Brian House is in a 2-for-25 slump. Julius McDougal has had some problems at shortstop defensively. What can you do to help them to gain their confidence back?
Yeah, encouragement. First of all, encouragement and my ability to share my past with them. You know, I've been in it now. This is my 18th year in professional baseball. I better than anyone around here knows what it's like to go into a slump, knows what it's like to go into a major slump, has been in them and out of them. So it happens to us all. Encouragement is probably the best thing, and trying to help them to put things into focus and into perspective. It's not the end of the world going into a slump. Don't panic. You'll stay out of it like we all do, and it's a battle. And once you, you're better off, once you get through it, and you get through it, you're better off for it because it's going to happen again, and you'll know how to handle it.
You've been with this team half a season now. Are they, the inner feeling of this team, can they come back from this slump now? Do you think that this team has heart, as they say?
I think we do. I think we lost our focus a little bit here recently. I think it's a natural tendency to let up after clinching the first half and winning the first half, and so we may have subconsciously let up, or maybe a little mental fatigue has set in. But I think that this team has displayed the type of enthusiasm and the type of patience and the ability to perform and to succeed. I think we proved that in the first half, and I think we're capable of it here in the second half.
Okay, thanks a lot, Jim. Good luck tonight.
Thanks, Kurt.